welcome into Conversations with Carlisle, episode 5. I'm your host, Jackson White, here with the one and only, the man of the hour, your head coach for your boys' basketball team, Don Carlisle. How's it going?
Good afternoon, good people.
So, Coach, you guys only played one game last week since we last talked. Mm-hmm. And what did you see in that one? You guys won 66-50. 56. So you guys now improved to 3-2, and you've won 3 straight.
Yeah, I thought that Franklin Central played typical game for them. They executed the way that they do, play mostly motion. They did surprise us with a little bit of pressure, but we handled it. I thought that we played decent, not great. Played well enough to win. So it's always good to get on the other side, on the other side of the column.
Yeah, I mean, you guys started the season 0-2, and then you're now 3-2. But, Coach, one big thing was lately you guys have had some big breaks in between games. I mean, how big has that been for you guys is just practice and just rehabbing and getting ready for the long haul of the season?
It's important to be able to get some practice time, especially in the season, especially with the type of schedule that we play. We have a lot of back-to-backs, coming this weekend and then playing on Wednesday. So there isn't a lot of time to prepare in between games. So for us to get a little bit of time to work with the guys is invaluable, especially with a group of young guys that haven't really been through it that often.
Mm-hmm. So, Coach, you guys have, until we next talk, you guys have 3 games. Mm-hmm. Starting this Friday, you take on a Mick matchup. I mean, Warren Central, they're 1-3 on the season. They haven't looked the best at times, but mm-hmm. it's still Warren Central, one of the best teams in the Mick. And it's a Mick game, and Mick games can go any way. What do you expect from Warren? And, I mean, that's just a big game at Warren.
They play hard and they're physical. Mm-hmm. I think with our guys, just in the history of what the guys that we haven't been very physical. We haven't played well against teams that have been physical with us. So this year, I think we're a little bit different just because the emphasis on the weight room and the way the guys have been able to work. That hasn't been as much of a problem than it has been in the past. But I expect them to play well, especially when you put on a Giants jersey, you're going to get everyone's best shot. Good, bad, or indifferent, they're going to come ready to play Ben Davis. So I expect it to be a good game. Tay Davis, he's a Louisville commit. Chandler Jackson, they had some good players. They just had some bad breaks to start this season off, kind of similar to us. Those games, Tech game was kind of out of hand. They lost to the team out of Ohio. Mm-hmm. And I think the last game that they lost was Cathedral. And those games, it could have went either way. They could have, turned the corner and got a win. Or the way that it went, and I think it's similar to us with both the Fishers and the Zionsville game. We could very easily be sitting here 5-0 and probably number 1 in the state. And I feel the same way about Warren. So – I don't want them to get it right on us. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to start to figure it out. But we just got to handle the business that we need to handle, play the type of Ben Davis basketball that I know that we're capable of playing, and the weekend will take care of itself.
And then the next day after, you guys have a home game, the second of the back-to-back, you take on a 4-2 Brownsburg Bulldog team that has, they have 2 talented players in Diallo, then Tupaola, the Indiana University, not Indiana, Indiana, which one is it? The center.
The big fella.
Tupaola.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he committed to? I think he's a U of Indy. Yeah,
U
of Indy. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, they have a talented team. They're 4-2 right now, and they've had some tough games as well. What do you expect from them?
The same. They're always tough. They're always well coached. Coach does a really good job with those guys, and it's always a highly touted game on the west side. With Brownsburg, same with them, man. They lose to Franklin Central, and then they turn around and beat Tech by 13. So, depending on what team comes to play, I believe that this year in Indiana basketball, any team can beat any team on any given night. So you just have to be ready and prepared to do the things that you do the best. And hopefully that'll be enough to put you over the top.
And then, Coach, finally, before you really go into Christmas break, you have a game on the 22nd, the Wednesday. It's a home game. We will be on break here at Ben Davis, but hopefully the fans can turn out. You play a 3-2, a Lawrence Central team, one of the best teams in the MIC again, another MIC game, and this one's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I mean, those guards, man, they have some really good guards. One of which, when they beat number one Lawrence North, he had 27 points. I played for his grandfather in college, so I'm fairly familiar with him. And his dad, those guys have been integral in my development. Even coming out of Ben Davis, his grandfather was one of the major reasons why I went to IUPUI. So it'll be a good game. I believe that they may be undefeated in the MIC LC. They lost to Carmel. Carmel beat them pretty bad. Then they just beat Attucks last night. So they've been getting some good wins. I think that there's a team that plays hard, that has some talent, especially around the perimeter, and some pretty athletic and strong guys. Not so big in stature, but big in heart. So it's a great test for us, man. If we can do and handle the things that we need to handle and come out of this thing on a 6-game winning streak, that'll be the best possible opportunity for us to show and prove who we are. I think it'll be a great early test for us to have a really, really tough back-to-back this weekend and come out. Hopefully we can get some fans out to the game on Wednesday right before Christmas. But if not, hopefully we can generate our own enthusiasm and our own energy to be able to come out and play very well at home.
Yeah, so before we wrap it up, the Giants take on Warren Central this Friday, the 17th of December. That is an away game, so hopefully fans can move out to Warren. It's pretty close. And then we have a home game this Saturday versus Brownsburg, and then a home game versus Lawrence Central. So it's going to be good, and I'm excited for this team, hopefully just looking to keep on winning.
There it is. Hey, Giant fans, Purple Rain, come on out, especially Saturday and Wednesday to support. This weekend, first and foremost, we would love to have your support out at Warren. As always, a highly touted game between East Side and West Side rivals, between Warren and Ben Davis. So we would definitely welcome the support out there, out East. And then, of course, on Saturday, we have Brownsburg at home, and that Wednesday game is an early start. I think the varsity starts at 6:00.
Yeah, 6:00.
So that would mean that the JV would probably start around 4:30, somewhere around there. So it's an early game. So come out and support. Hopefully we can put on a great show for the fans and for the alum. Just come out and help us get these three victories that we need. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, until the next time that we get a chance to speak to you again, from myself and my staff and the whole Ben Davis family.
Yeah, so hopefully next time we're talking to you, Coach, you guys are going to be sitting atop the at least atop the MIC at a 6-2 record, but we'll have to see. And you can tune out to the tune in on Giant 90.9. We will cover every single one of those games and more. So for head coach Carl Lyle, I've been Jackson White. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back after Christmas break. Have a merry Christmas.